Hello friends, welcome to Unleash Your Leadership. My name is Priyanka Shinde and I am a leadership coach with 20 years of experience in engineering, product and program management within the tech industry. My passion lies in understanding people and how they intersect with technology. I believe every individual has a leader in the making. Often this leader is buried under the weight of expectations, fears and self-doubt. As a coach, I help you break free from these limitations and unleash your true leadership potential. I guide you in discovering your strengths, amplifying your voice, and achieving breakthroughs to bring forth your leadership for the world to experience. I love to see emerging and driven leaders create a fulfilling work life that is in harmony with their values. Whether you're an ambitious leader or someone who aspires to become one, this podcast is for you. Remember, leadership is not a position, it is a state of mind. Join me as we explore the nuances of leadership and unleash the leader within you. Hi everyone, welcome to the Unleash Your Leadership podcast. Thank you for joining me today and I appreciate you taking the time. I know there has been a lot going on, but hope your summer is going good. Today I wanted to chat with you about the technical program manager role. Or TPM in short. You may know the technical program manager is a key role that is part of product and software development and has been so for many years. More recently, though, I have been getting a lot of questions about this role's relevance and its future. Many people are wondering if this role is going to serve. What is the value that this role brings to its teams or organizations? Of course, many reasons for these questions. Of course, the main reason for these questions that are coming up is due to the recent tech layoffs. We have seen many companies, big and small, laying off a lot of people. And this has not been great for anybody, but particularly the technical program manager role or function has been affected somewhat disproportionately. It is due to a number of reasons. However, before I jump into this episode, I wanted to touch upon, is the technical program manager role dead? Before I answer that, let's talk about TPM or technical program manager. What is it? If you have never come across this, of course, my website has a lot of insights around the role, the responsibilities, and how to approach it. In brief here, though, the TPM role is a multifaceted role that's responsible for overseeing planning, execution, and delivery of complex technical programs within an organization. TPMs act as a bridge between engineering teams, product managers, other cross-functional stakeholders, senior and senior leadership, ensuring the alignment of goals, schedules, and resources. This role requires a lot of technical expertise, program management skills, leadership skills, and TPMs must possess a deep understanding of the technology that is being developed and the challenges associated with it. They're able to adapt to coordinating and managing multiple teams, managing risks and mitigating issues throughout the entire program development lifecycle or product development lifecycle. TPMs bring a lot of value to their engineering and product teams. And if you talk to some of those teams, you will get that answer. TPMs help achieve business outcomes by really leveraging their deep domain expertise and creating a holistic program strategy. There are many benefits to having a TPM, some of which are a very effective program execution. And TPMs are really instrumental in driving efficiency. They can do so by streamlining processes, removing bottlenecks, optimizing resource allocation. They really help coordinate the time and effort between the different teams and facilitate collaboration. This all contributes to successful program outcomes. They really help identify and manage risks. They help in identifying and managing risks. TPMs are really skilled at understanding what are the potential risks to a program and then proactively implementing strategies to minimize the impact of such risks on the program timeline and quality. TPMs are great at cross-functional leadership. They play a pivotal role in connecting various teams, departments in an organization, even across companies. that are able to lead these cross-functional initiatives, ensuring that everyone is aligned with the program's objectives, leading to a cohesive and synergistic work environment. Of course, TPMs are great at communication. They do effective communication and they act as communication hubs, ensuring that information is flowing smoothly between all the different stakeholders, teams, and leadership. Their clear and concise communication helps to maintain transparency and keeps everyone informed about the program's progress as well as challenges. Of course, I can go on and on. However, I want to come back to the point of the relevance of the TPM role in the current environment. As we talked about, there have been multiple layoffs at the tech companies and the TPM role has been affected. Now, I want to mention that these layoffs have happened to a multiple of reasons. Some companies have overhired in the pursuit of growth and expansion. When the market was great and it was good, everybody was hiring for all the different initiatives that were coming together. Now, with the changing scenario and as the market has contracted, these companies find themselves with either excess manpower, so they have to lay off folks in order to optimize costs. We are, of course, seeing market shifts. The technological advancements are also making certain programs and products either obsolete or not worth pursuing as strategic bets for the companies. And in order to stay competitive, these companies have to restructure their workforce, and that does result in layoffs. Many companies may go through financial challenges or declining revenues, which again prompts decisions around cost reductions and staff reductions. Finally, companies are also trying to optimize and operate more efficiently. Efficiency seems to be the word of the year for sure. Everybody wants to make sure that people, products, budgets, everything is optimized. This results in getting a deeper look at the different functions, which again means that there can be layoffs, which is what we are seeing. Now you can see that none of these reasons are very specific to being a TPM. Some of the things around optimization and looking at certain functions can lead to some roles and functions or role types being eliminated. But that has happened to other roles as well outside of the TPM role. So here's what I say. The TPMs and TPM role is still valuable. Despite all the challenges and the layoffs, the TPM role continues to hold immense value for organizations. For companies that have paced hiring reasonably, are really positioned strongly to move forward, and are even hiring a lot of TPMs. Many startups and mid-sized companies, or even tech adjacent organizations, are wanting to leverage the superpowers of a TPM because they know that TPMs can help navigate the complexity in this tech landscape. Like with all of these complex products and technologies, the expertise that the TPMs bring can really help manage all these multifaceted initiatives. TPMs can help streamline operations, like they can bring structure with their program management skills, making sure resources, timelines, and all of this is happening in line with expectations. Their strategic leadership is also required to balance out practical execution. They're expecting TPMs to be strategic leaders so that we can align projects and programs across the company's broader goals. Communication and collaboration is important as ever. In fact, maybe more because of all the complexity. TPMs excel in fostering this collaboration and maintaining open lines of communication between different groups. Finally, complexity always brings risk. TPM's ability to anticipate and mitigate risks is a prized quality. Their expertise in identifying potential roadblocks and implementing risk reduction, this is really invaluable to organizations. So what does that mean? It means that of all the TPM roles that are either being eliminated or subject to layoffs, there is a need to really look at what were the reasons behind it. Besides some of the things that I mentioned in terms of the macroeconomics and what are really the prized skills of a TPM, it is important to understand that TPMs aren't just taskmasters or scrum masters are project status reporters. TPMs are really much more than that, and they're expected to be much more than. In fact, for a lot of different engineering work and to run just team level scrum team work or sprints, you don't really need TPMs. A lot of engineering folks like technical leads or engineering managers are able to project manage smaller projects that are within the team or maybe just limited to two teams. Where the TPM really adds value is when there are more than three or so teams, or if it's really going across. TPMs really add value when programs are either complex and ambiguous, or there's a whole lot of time pressure. Maybe there is multi-year planning required, or the scope and the size of the stakeholder group is really large, highly cross-functional. So think about the TPM role, and you're looking to find that next TPM job. Think about how you can adapt to this changing landscape. The tech industry is evolving, as you can see. And that means every function is evolving, which means all aspiring and existing TPMs must adapt to this changing expectations to remain relevant and thrive. Some of the ways you can do that? Well, first, embrace strategic thinking. TPMs need to expand their focus beyond the tactical execution and develop a deep understanding of the overall organizational strategy. This will enable them to align programs with strategic goals and contribute to the company's long-term success. So when I talk about tactical execution, it is just either creating reports, creating tasks, taking notes. Those are all things that are a means to an end. And the strategic aspects are really the risk management, the stakeholder management, dependency tracking, identifying critical path, and making sure that businesses' outcomes are reached. Second up, TPMs really need to develop soft skills and continue to do so. See, technical expertise is really essential. However, the soft skills are really important for effective communication. TPMs need to have high emotional intelligence as well as strong leadership skills that are vital because they're working with such large group of people, often with leaders. And the ability to be able to lead these folks is important to be effective. Also, if you think about it, in the age of AI, ChatGPT, generative AI, there are a lot of these low-level work that can be handed off to AI tools. Project reports can be created, meeting notes can be taken, which means that it saves time for the, I mean, it actually frees up time for the TPM to do more high-value work. That's the thing. We want TPMs to do more high-value work, and companies want to see that. So, move yourself away from low-value work, which is likely to be replaced either by AI or other functions, or may even not have the need and become obsolete. Next up, like everybody else, TPMs need to be following the technology trends. The tech industry is ever evolving, ever changing. There's so many new technical advancements coming in. As you have just seen in the last year, there's so many new trends. Developing knowledge and expertise in that will really help the TPMs to carve out a niche for themselves. They can make informed decisions. They can navigate emerging technologies and challenges associated with it. As you can see, in fact, AI has really created a hiring boom. Many startups have so many open TPM roles. Finally, TPMs need to continue to build strong relationships across departments. And this is crucial for TPMs to succeed. These cross-functional relationships will really help them understand the needs and perspectives of different stakeholders, facilitating smoother execution. The TPM role is not meant to be individualistic. It is meant to be worked in partnership with others. One of the key things that TPMs can develop, again, is a key sense of understanding and intuition of other people. I can tell you, this is something that AI is going to have a hard time replacing because it is not always easy to understand and know everything about the other person through AI. The way to build relationships is to really build it based on trust, empathy, and understanding of others' needs. So the TPM role is far from dead. It has evolved to still be a vital asset in the tech industry, and it will remain so. The layoffs and reorganizations are common and probably will continue to happen. Some roles will shift around, move around. But TPMs have proven their worth by bringing immense value to organizations. There aren't many roles in startups and tech domains like generative AI that show that these companies know the value of TPMs and they are looking for them to come in and help them scale and move forward. So the TPM role is still alive, it's thriving, and those who evolve with the times will continue to make a significant impact in the tech industry. I hope this was helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you on another episode of Unleash Your Leadership. Bye. Thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to reconnect with you next week on another episode of Unleash Your Leadership. My name is Priyanka Shinde, and I encourage you to tap into your full self to create a fulfilling work life. And if you know someone who has a leader in the waiting, share this podcast with them. Be sure to visit my website, thepriyankashinde.com, for more information and tips on leadership, tech, and more. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe, share, and comment. I would love to hear from you.